Hello and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Live podcast on CBS. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings and Mike McClure. And before we get started, Heath, we got to make Heath dunk again. Update, it's been literally weeks.
Oh, man. It's been a rough week for the Make Heath Dunk Again movement.
Yeah.
Last Friday, I made several attempts at dunking a miniature basketball ball.
Okay.
Which was my goal. The deadline for that goal is this coming Saturday, 2 days from now. And I got very close, Chris. I got it over the rim repeatedly, off the back iron, off the front iron, just couldn't quite do it. Made one last attempt. And I think I have a minor sports hernia or injury.
And an adductor strain.
My lower abdomen, right around my waist level, is extremely tight most of the time.
Okay.
I've got limited mobility in my groin area.
That sounds like a problem.
Interesting.
And just a little bit
you know,
of pain.
We had to bleep out something on the fantasy baseball podcast. I might have to bleep that out too.
Yeah, just a little pain in that region still.
Okay.
So I'm
not
just,
ideal.
I've been trying to rest up, ice up, son, if you will.
Yeah.
I would expect I'm just gonna try to take a full week. I've actually not done a good job of taking a full week off.
Oh, okay.
I tried on.
Can't keep you off the dunk floor.
Right. But the thing I'm kind of curious about is, like, taking a week off is probably really going to help my calves and things that I've been working out really. Like, they get a week of recovery.
Sure.
So I may have a little bounce when I come back.
That's one way to look at it. But I appreciate your optimistic view of the world.
But I can't run at all right now. Like, not even like a couple steps.
That's unfortunate.
So I'll update you on Monday.
Can't or won't.
I've tried a couple times.
I want to tell you something, Heath.
Uh-huh.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body.
That's factual. But this is a marathon and not a sprint. I have
It would probably take you 6 months to run a marathon as well.
Many weeks.
Okay.
So there's no reason to, I mean, things can go pretty bad if you overstrain a hernia.
Sure.
You know what a hernia actually is?
It's a tear in the lining of your abdominal wall, right?
Yes. Most all hernias are defined as an organ coming through that tear.
That's fun.
Generally, your intestines.
That sounds like fun.
No.
No, I think it does.
So I'm going to try to avoid that.
You should definitely try to avoid that. And what you should also try to avoid is
playing
tonight's slate.
Playing tonight's slate, yes. It's worse than yesterday.
I mean, this hasn't been a great week for the daily fantasy baseball, really.
Right.
Tuesday wasn't great. Yesterday was bad. Today might be worse. There are only two $9,000 pitchers on the slate. There are a lot of bad pitchers. Only seven games to talk about on the night slate. A lot of day. Actually, only 2 day games today, right?
Just a short day in general.
Just a short MLB day in general after we had a bunch of day games yesterday. A lot of getaway games. So we'll jump right into that. Is it a battle of the rights tonight?
A battle of the rights.
Yeah.
He's being fairly clever. You have Stephen Wright and Adam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Adam Wainwright.
I thought you were talking about the convention.
Stephen Wright and Adam Wainwright. Stephen Wright, the highest cost pitcher on the slate, also the best pitcher on the slate in terms of fantasy points per game this season, $9,500, averaging 37.8 fantasy points per game. Hit a bit of a rough patch lately, but he's won three games in a row, which is kind of covered up for it, because without that, we'd be looking at four straight games under 20 points.
Yes.
Are you playing Stephen Wright tonight?
Stephen Wright would be my top pitcher of the night.
Mike?
Yes, pretty clearly the top pitcher for me.
He's going against Minnesota. They are not a great offense. He had 52 fantasy points the last time he faced Minnesota on June 10th. The obvious number one pitcher in cash.
Yeah, I think that the weird thing about tonight is there's probably seven pitchers I could make an argument for.
Okay.
There's probably two I would actually play.
Okay.
And Adam Wainwright's not one of them.
Really? Mike, do you like Adam Wainwright tonight? Coming off a complete game, three-hitter. He has at least 48 points in three straight games, at least 35 in seven of his last eight? Yeah. He's been really good.
Yeah, you consider him. I'm only playing one cash lineup tonight,
okay. And
I'm playing Steven Wright. Usually I play at least two lineups. I'm only playing one tonight, and it's all Steven Wright. But I could see Wainwright in a tournament, but I don't see any reason with the $300 price gap to not just play Steven Wright in cash games.
Okay. Heath, will you at least play Adam Wainwright in tournaments?
Right. I think I'm only going to play two pitchers tonight, Chris.
Well, I want to know who your second pitcher is then.
Sonny Gray. Everything's A-okay. Everything's not okay. A-okay with him,
he's
necessarily.
He's been pretty bad this season.
Outstanding matchup. Outstanding park.
Rays strike out, I believe, 24% of the time against right-handed pitchers.
Yes. And Sonny Gray doesn't generally strike anyone out, but he's going to tonight.
I believe he's 77th out of 94 qualified pitchers in strikeout
rate. He's $7,700 on FanDuel. He might score 77 points.
No. He won't.
Complete game?
No, I'm going to go ahead and say he's not
complete going to. Complete game's 9, right? 27.
No, 27.
And he's going to get the win, so that's 39.
39.
So he just needs 13 strikeouts.
That's it.
Sounds realistic.
Complete game shutout with 13 strikeouts.
That is how many strikeouts he has in his last three starts combined.
How many of those were against the Rays?
Against his last four starts combined.
How many of those were against the Rays?
None of them.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I actually kind of like Sonny Gray today.
He's wearing an A's hat.
I have an A's hat on, so I'm ready for some Sonny Gray action tonight.
No, I think Sonny Gray is a fine choice tonight. I'm just saying he's not going to score 77 points.
Well,
I will lock it down.
Says you.
Lock it down.
More likely, Sonny Gray scores 77 points or I dunk before Thanksgiving.
You dunking.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
It is a thousand.
I actually agree with that.
It is a thousand times more likely that you dunk before Thanksgiving.
Let's bump the number down to 55 fantasy points.
Okay, so now you're looking at the win. So you got to find 43 points outside of there.
And so he goes seven shutout.
You need eight strikeouts in seven innings. It still seems really unlikely for Sonny Gray.
So you're saying me dunking is more likely than him scoring 55 fantasy points?
No, I'd say that's a push.
Push.
Okay.
Well, when he scores 55 tonight, I'm going to be tagging it with "Make Heath Dunk Again."
You should go dunk right after that.
Yeah,
Mike, is that your second favorite pitcher of the night?
I think so. I mean, it's yeah. I'll say it's my second. Wainwright would be my third.
Okay. Yeah, Wainwright going against San Diego, who have been a lot better lately as an offense, but they've also been striking out a lot more. Heath, what'd you say? 28% strikeout rate in July for the Padres, something like that?
Yes. Yeah. I think it was 27.7.
Okay. So 28%. Thank you.
Yes.
Are there any other pitchers that you guys would be looking at? There's an $1,100 gap between Adam Wainwright at number 2 and Jared Eichhoff at number 3. Would you be considering Jared Eichhoff?
He's one of the guys I could make an argument for.
Okay.
Him. Also James Shields. Liriano, those three guys could all be decent. Even Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Matt Moore would be the one out of those four that I think I would probably prefer the most.
I mean, he's the worst pitcher of the four.
I actually like the Athletics bats quite a bit tonight. That's why I wore the hat today.
I don't know if he's worse than Francisco Liriano or James Shields.
You're ridiculous.
Those guys are pretty bad right now.
Shields has been much better over the last month.
Part of that is because he didn't play for part of the month because of the All-Star break, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, not really. He's had better results. He's got 7 strikeouts over his last 3 starts.
Yeah, he's following in
pitching,
Chris Sale's.
Pitching to contact?
Yes, following in Chris Sale's.
Don Cooper magic?
Yes.
Are there any other pitchers that we haven't talked about that you guys think are interesting?
Not until we get to the stacks.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you rank those four? Jared Eichhoff, Matt Moore, James Shields, or Francisco Liriano?
Shields, Eichhoff, Liriano, Moore.
Uh,
I'll put Eichhoff in front of Shields, but Moore's definitely last.
Okay. So. All right. That makes sense. Why don't we just go ahead and talk about our stacks?
Happy Big Pelf Day!
Happy Big Pelf Day. Happy Coors Field Day.
Matt Garza.
Happy Mike Fultonevich in Coors Field Day.
Duffman.
The Duffster. Tom Kohler.
Cashner.
Chad Bettis.
Yes. That's it. Do you want to move on to BBP?
I've got a winning strategy for everyone tonight.
Okay.
If your bankroll allows you to do so, stack every team.
Okay.
Stack every team with
Steven Wright as pitcher.
Steven Wright.
Okay. So don't stack the Twins.
Correct.
Okay.
Every team but the Twins with Steven Wright as your pitcher.
I think we should be more specific than that.
Why don't you go ahead and pick your favorite Coors Field player?
My favorite Coors Field player.
Your favorite player from Coors Field tonight.
What state is Coors Field located in?
Colorado.
Okay, just making sure.
Is
that the incorrect way to say Colorado?
The fact that you both say it that way it is
according
make it
to
okay.
Chris. Yes.
How should you say it?
Colorado.
That's Colorado.
Colorado.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, R-O-D is clearly Rod, except it's R-A-D in the name of the state. My favorite player would be Charlie Blackman.
Okay.
Red hot, top of the order. Fulte's not good against lefties.
Really bad against lefties. I believe he has the second worst slugging percentage in baseball allowed to lefties this season.
Really?
Yeah.
His WOBA's not that outlandish. It's 359. I mean, it's bad, but...
Okay.
He's been really good against righties. That still wouldn't make me avoid righties. It's Coors.
Yeah.
In Colorado.
So, I mean, the lefties are going to be on base in front of the righties, so yeah, I'm not worried.
Yeah, the one thing with that is you do have to... you have to pay up for everyone, but especially Nolan Arenado, $4,900. I would feel more comfortable paying $4,900 for him against a lefty.
I'm going to play Arenado on...
That's hilarious.
On DraftKings, but not on FanDuel.
Okay. What's your favorite stack otherwise?
Red Sox. Tyler Duffy, Fenway.
Tyler Duffy's a reverse splits guy, right?
Tyler Duffy doesn't know.
Okay.
I like Xander Bogaerts by far the most. He's my favorite play in the offense. He's down to 3,300, I think, now.
36 today.
Fair.
Still fair.
Yep.
Mookie Betts is only 3,900.
Yep.
Bradley's down to 3,400.
I probably won't play Poppy.
Okay.
He's up to 45.
I like Poppy a lot, but you could save $900 and take Miguel Cabrera against James Shields.
I mean, at first base, you've got Poppy at 45, Freddie Freeman at 39. Then you've got just everybody in the 35 to 36 range.
I don't like the pricing today.
Okay.
I don't like the offensive pricing.
There's one guy that I would consider taking at first base if you just need to punt one position today, and that's Ryan Howard. Assuming he's in the lineup, he's 2,100.
I was thinking about that. You've got Tom Kohler on the mound for the Marlins. I believe he's giving up an 835 OPS to lefties this season. Although worth noting, he actually has relatively moderate reverse splits for his career, which is surprising.
To start Tom.
Means nothing to anybody. Not a nickname.
That is his nickname.
That is
what I call him.
That is what you call him.
I'll call him that too now.
Any other...
And we got an email to the podcast calling him that.
Any other stacks you guys like?
I want to talk about what you said. You said Kohler has reverse splits?
For his career.
Okay. Not this season.
This season he has, I believe, a 100-point OPS split against lefties that's worse. But for his career, I believe... It's slightly worse. It's like 750 OPS to righties, 720 against lefties, something like that.
Okay.
Any other stacks that you guys think are worth mentioning?
Oh, there's lots.
Yes.
The White Sox against Big Pilf.
Yeah, yep. Both sides of that game, the Tigers and the White Sox.
I can't imagine stacking the Tigers against James Shields. But.
I can't imagine how that would ever go poorly for him.
The Cardinals against Cashner.
Yep.
They are pretty good against righties.
Yeah.
And
Pirates
then,
against Matt Garza.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I like the A's against Matt Moore.
Why?
Why?
And which ones?
Danny Valencia, Marcus Semien, Jake Smolinski.
K-Riss.
Chris Davis. They, I would love, for some reason, Billy Butler to just not play. The guy's awful.
He's real bad.
I was going to make him my dog chaser's pick.
Well, I hope he hits one for you. But I do like the A's quite a bit. The guy that they called up, Ryan Healy, he has been very good against left-hand pitching so
okay.
far.
Heath.
Yes.
Are you going to bless us with some BVP this week? At all?
None.
None? What about tomorrow?
I would anticipate tomorrow there will be some.
You have one job, Heath. And it's to not cough during the podcast.
You know, the thing about it is there's just not a lot of good BVP. There's plenty on the day slate.
Okay.
I mean, you might be interested to know that Miggy has a 351 average and a 1027 OPS against James Shields.
I would be very interested to know that. Thank you for sharing that information.
No problem. You might be interested to know that Danny Valencia is 5 for 11 with two dongs against Matt Moore.
That makes perfect sense.
We could play a game of play or fade if you wanted to.
Heck yeah, I want to.
Freddie Freeman is 0 for 9 against Chad Bettis in his career.
I'm going to go ahead and play Freddie Freeman.
Okay. Nick Castellanos is 1 for 13 with 4 Ks against James Shields.
I would probably fade him.
Okay. Matt Kemp is 3 for 26 in his career against Adam Wainwright.
Matt Kemp's just awful. I wouldn't play him anyway.
Okay. Bad Brad and Logan Morrison are 4 for 24 each against Sonny Gray.
You should say Brad Miller.
Why?
Just so people know who you're talking about.
Bad Brad.
Brad Miller.
Just like two start Tom.
Bad Miller. I would probably fade both of them.
Okay. Jonathan LaCroix is 5 for 26 against Francisco Liriano.
I would play Jonathan LaCroix.
Okay.
I have a dilemma. Before we move on, we've got to, let's be honest, we've got to kill some time here. Help me pick my second baseman. I have $3,100 left.
Okay.
Who under $3,100 is your favorite play of the night?
Favorite $3,100 second baseman.
And here's
baseman.
The problem. You've got nobody between 34 and 3,000. At 3,000, you've got Daniel Castro in Coors Field. I don't think I want to play Daniel Castro.
There's a couple of good choices here.
Okay.
Descalzo, he might be in the lineup.
If Daniel Descalzo's in the lineup, he's the play.
Okay.
No doubt.
If he's not,
Daniel Descalzo in.
Okay.
Save changes.
If you need to swap, you will swap to Colton Wong or Derek Dietrich.
Okay. Probably Dietrich, let's be honest.
What?
Probably Dietrich, let's
right.
be honest.
I mean, you will. I was telling the people that actually listen to the podcast for fantasy advice.
That's true. I don't listen.
I know.
You guys want to catch some dongs?
I caught three of them last night.
No, you did not.
I had Hanley.
You didn't see his tweet?
And
I tweeted at you.
I don't think this is true.
Pull up your Twitter.
Pull up your mentions.
At what time?
Pull up your mentions. You'll find it.
5:45.
I'm going by what Heath said this morning, which was that...
I had Hanley.
I'm skeptical. I got to be honest.
But you're actually pulling up your Twitter.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
He's typing Hanley on the
scoreboard
for me.
I updated the Dong Chasers. It's saved. If you guys are lying to me, you're ruining...
No, we're totally lying to you. We'll never be able to get the scoring system fixed again because it does not include a clear mechanism.
I just put you down for a $50,000 not applicable.
Okay.
And you're still beating me.
Probably. I'm still up.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with... Do I go cheap or do I go expensive?
That's your choice.
I know. I'm asking you guys.
I think you should.
I'm gonna flip a hockey puck.
I think you should choose a player that's going to hit home.
Heads is expensive. Tails is not expensive.
Okay.
Ted's cargo. Carlos Gonzalez.
Okay.
Mike.
I'm up next. Well, you took my guy cargo, so I'm going to take Danny Valencia at 2,800.
That was the other guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear the hat for no reason.
I did have a backup cheap guy, though. If you want to take him, Heath.
I can't decide between Ryan Howard and Ryan Healy. Because I've taken Ryan's every day for the last week. So,
3 days.
I
think you should. It looks nice. Yeah. It's a good look on the spreadsheet.
I'm sure it does. I will go with... I wasn't prepared for this. I didn't know we were going to do this today.
It is day 105 of the Dong Chasers contest.
Yes.
We have literally done it every day. There have been two instances where someone did not make a pick.
Right.
Both in the last week.
And
good job, guys.
Neither one was me.
No.
So I'm the only one with perfect attendance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sure that's just like your actual schooling record.
Sure. I
just pick Ryan Howard.
Yeah, here's the problem. I would pick Ryan Howard.
He might not be in the lineup.
What?
He might not be in the lineup.
He probably won't be in the lineup.
Pick Ryan Healy.
I'm going to go with somebody that's been almost as bad as Ryan Howard.
Okay.
Jose Abreu.
Okay. Jose Abreu going Sneaky. Against Big Pelf. Still pretty expensive for someone
What's
who has
price?
Been. He's 3,600, right?
Wow. Same price as Miggy.
Wow.
But Miggy has to face an actual good pitcher.
What's wrong with Freddie Freeman?
He's
3,900.
No, you're right. I'm sure the White Sox will put a good reliever in at some. He might face Nate Robinson. Robertson?
I don't know. Colorado.
You guys got lineups?
Yes, I have two of them.
Let's hear them.
I'll go first with DraftKings. And then come back to me at the end. Yes, it was. You're the host.
Was that a question?
I was looking for approval. I'm going with Steven Wright and Sonny Gray.
Okay.
My starting pitchers. Nick Hundley at catcher. I am playing David Ortiz on DraftKings. Colton Wong. Nolan Arenado. Xander Bogaerts. Adam Eaton. Charlie Blackmon. And Melky Cabrera. Melky had a big day yesterday. Good matchup today.
Did have a big day yesterday. I will give a FanDuel lineup. I am going with Adam Wainwright as my starting pitcher. I'm trying to atone for my Adam Wainwright slander from earlier in the season and hoping that his strong performance continues. Jared Saltalamacchia is my catcher. Miguel Cabrera, Daniel Descalso, Danny Valencia, Jed Jerko. I'm continuing. You've got to love this narrative where he's killing the Padres.
He is a Padre killer.
Steven Moya, Charlie Blackmon, and Carlos Gonzalez in my outfield. Let's go.
I like it a lot. I'll go next. Steven Wright, AJ Pierzynski, Ryan Healy, Jace Peterson. We didn't mention him at all. I actually kind of like him at Coors Field. Danny Valencia, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Chris Davis.
Chris with a K. Heath.
Steven Wright, Jared Saltalamacchia,
yeah,
or maybe James McCann. Mm-hmm. Miggy, Derek Dietrich.
Notice it's not Saltalamacchia. Saltalamacchia.
Right, because it's an LT. There's two. Michael Franco.
Saltalamacchia.
Tim Anderson. Carlos Gonzalez. Charlie Blackmon. And Melky Cabrera.
Sounds good. All right. We were able to stretch the terrible day to 24 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully we'll have better choices to pick from tomorrow. And hopefully we don't get pushed out of our room, which seems to keep happening. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on Friday. For Heath Cummings and Mike McClure, I'm Chris Towers. See you later.